I'm going to introduce a friend of mine. He's the executive director of the National Lawyers Guild, but he's so much more than the executive director of the National Lawyers Guild. He's so much more than the person that you've heard on KPFK, his radio show. Jim Lafferty has been committed to peace and to justice for many, many decades. I have a tremendous admiration for Jim, and it is an honor to introduce Jim Lafferty to you today. Give him a great round of applause. Thank you.
Ron, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank all of you. You look beautiful out there. I wish you could all be up here looking out there. It's a fabulous sight because, sisters and brothers, today, finally, the whole world knows what we have known all along. That George Bush's war in Iraq has been one big lie from the beginning. He didn't go to Iraq over weapons of mass destruction. He went to Iraq over oil for mass consumption. He didn't go to Iraq to liberate it or democratize it. He went to Iraq to occupy it and puppetize it with a U.S. hand-picked government. And he sure as hell didn't go to Iraq to fight terrorism. He went to Iraq to terrorize the rest of the world that might dare to say no to his global plans of imperialism. Now, Bush has been faulted for not having an exit plan from Iraq. Well, of course he doesn't have an exit plan from Iraq. He doesn't plan on leaving. But sisters and brothers, the people of Iraq and the people of this country and the peace-loving people all over the world, they do plan on his leaving, and we do have an exit plan. And it's a very simple plan. You send the same boats and the same planes that brought those 138,000 troops there, you put them on the boats and the planes, and you bring them home. The exit plan is just that simple. After all, we now know that 80%, according to our own polls, 80% of the people of Iraq want us to leave now. The troops want to come home now. You've heard from their families. They want them brought home now. Hell, the only people left in the world who don't want to get out of Iraq now are Bush and his chicken hawk corporate America buddies. But there's some very good news today for the peace movement. Think about it. Think about it. After only a year, a majority of the people in this country are now with us. We're winning the war against the war. So now is not the time for us to slow our pace of resistance. Now is not the time to be hoodwinked by false claims of a turnover of sovereignty on June 30th. And now is also not the time, sisters and brothers, to be seduced by the hope that John Kerry or any other politician is going to get us out of Iraq. No, now is not the time to abandon the streets of America and put our eggs in the basket of any politician. Rather, now is the time to remember the central lesson of our victory against the war in Vietnam. Now is the time to remember that the war in Vietnam ended under Nixon and Ford. They weren't men of peace, but it ended then because of the victories on the battlefield of the Vietnamese. And because of the mass movements of America, the peace movement made it impossible for any president, Democrat or Republican, to continue the war. And that's what we're going to do this time, too. Yes, sisters and brothers, now is the time to remember that the question that any self-respecting peace movement should always be asking itself is not who's sitting in the White House or who's sitting in the Congress. The question is, who is marching in the streets of America? Because, sisters and brothers, we, the people of this country, are our best and only hope for peace. The people of Iraq are counting on us. Our military sisters and brothers in Iraq are counting on us. The world is looking to us to put a nail in the coffin of George Bush's drive for permanent war and empire. And we can do it if we'll keep on marching, if we don't get fooled, if we stay the course and never give up. Our day will come. Because, sisters and brothers, history is on our side, and there really is no power like the power of the people. So say it with me. Say it with me. Bring the troops home. Bring them home now. Bring the troops home. Bring them home now. Bring them home now. Thank you, sisters and brothers.